Chapter 12. Blake Returns. In May of 1849, Franklin Blake was still abroad when he received news that his father had died. Franklin was now heir to a great fortune. Mr. Brough asked him to return to London as soon as possible. Blake left for England the next day. On his way home, Blake thought about Rachel all the time. When he arrived in London, he asked Brough about her. Blake was pleased to hear that she had broken her engagement to Godfrey Ablewhite. Mr. Brough told Franklin Blake that Rachel was now living with his own family. Blake tried to visit Rachel there without success. She wouldn't see him or receive letters from him. Feeling desperate, he decided that he would go and speak to Betteridge, who still lived at the Verinder House in Yorkshire. When Betteridge heard why Blake had come to see him, he said, "I think I can help you. Do you remember poor Rosanna Spearman?" "Of course," replied Blake. "I heard she killed herself." "Sadly, yes," said Betteridge. "But she left a letter for you with Lucy Yolland, the fisherman's daughter. Lucy refused to give it to anyone except you." "Why didn't you tell me?" asked Blake. "By the time I knew about the letter, you had left England." "I didn't know where you were," Betteridge replied. The two men decided to go immediately to the fisherman's cottage. Lucy came to the door. She looked at Blake. "Mr. Betteridge," she said, "tell me this man's name."
"The gentleman's name is Mr. Franklin Blake," Betteridge answered.
Lucy suddenly left the room. She returned with a letter in her hand and asked Blake to follow her. She led him to a quiet area outside her house.
"Stand here. I want to look at you," she said.
Blake felt very uncomfortable at the look of hatred on her face.
"I think you have a letter for me. Is this it?"
he asked gently.
"My poor dear, what could you have seen in this man?" Lucy said to herself.
She threw the letter at Blake and limped away. Blake tore it open and began to read.
"Sir, if you want to know why I behaved so strangely to you while you were staying in the house of Lady Verinder, do what you are asked to do in this letter. Go to the Shivering Sand at sunset. Walk south until you see the light of the lighthouse. Put a stick down on the rocks exactly in the line of the lighthouse. There you will find a chain. Run your hand along the chain until you come to the part of it that goes over the edge of the rocks down into the quicksand. Then pull the chain. Rosanna Spearman."
Blake and Betteridge had just enough time to get to the right place before the sun went down. With Betteridge's help, Blake found the correct place to stand. He laid a stick on the uneven surface of rocks. He felt along the line of the stick and found the chain. Betteridge then helped him pull the chain out of the quicksand. There was a metal box at the end of the chain. In the box, Blake found a nightgown and a letter. He put the letter in his pocket and unfolded the nightgown. There was a smear of paint on it.
"Whose gown is it?"
he asked Betteridge.
"Sergeant Cuff said that the owner of the stained gown was responsible for taking the diamond. Look at the name marked on the back of the gown," Betteridge suggested.
Blake looked. Then his face went white.
"It is my own name. But how?"
"I returned to Yorkshire to find out why Rachel will not see me. And now I discover that I am a thief."
Blake looked at Betteridge in disbelief.
"I do not know or remember anything about stealing the diamond, but here is the evidence against me."
Betteridge assured Blake that he believed him. Then he reminded Blake about the letter which he had found in the metal box with the nightgown. Slowly, Blake took the letter out of his pocket. He tried to open it, but his hands were shaking too much. He handed it to Betteridge and asked him to read it out loud. Betteridge began to read.
"Sir, I have something to tell you. A confession which I would not be able to make if I were alive. I love you."
Betteridge looked up, but Blake asked him to continue.
"I have tried, without success, to persuade you to notice me. Sometimes I hated Miss Rachel because of your feelings for her. Rachel often put a rose in your bedroom, and I used to take hers out secretly and replace it with one of my own. It made me very happy to do this. The morning that the diamond disappeared, I went to clean and tidy your bedroom as usual. This was always the happiest time of the day for me. However, as I was cleaning, I found your nightgown on your bed and noticed some paint from Rachel's door on it. I did not know how the paint got on the nightgown, but I decided to keep it for myself and make you another to replace it. At this point, I did not imagine that you had stolen the diamond. However, when Sergeant Cuff found the paint smeared on Rachel's door, I thought that you must have taken the diamond. Penelope had told me that you spent money easily and had debts, so I thought you had taken the diamond to sell it or give it to someone as a guarantee for a loan. I tried to speak to you in the library about what I thought. I wanted you to know that I had removed the evidence against you, but I heard Mr. Betteridge approaching, and I missed the opportunity."
Betteridge stopped reading the letter.
"Do you understand any of this?" he asked.
Blake shook his head. Betteridge continued reading.
"My main problem was how to hide the nightgown, especially from Sergeant Cuff. I decided to wear it. I did not destroy the nightgown because I loved you. It was the only proof I had that I had saved you from discovery. I tried to meet you a few more times, but each time you ignored me. Then I heard you tell Sergeant Cuff that you had no interest in me. I realized that you would never love me, and I did not want to live without you. So, at the first opportunity, I hurried to the fisherman's cottage, where I left you a letter with Lucy. Then I hid the nightgown and ended my life in the quicksand. I will always be your faithful servant, Rosanna Spearman."